Hi there, and welcome back. It's Tisha, and we are diving into our first week together, all about creating and manifesting your life's vision. So we are in module one, and this is such an important exercise. It's why I wanted to start with this before we dive into the nitty-gritty of starting your business and setting the foundation. Really, the first thing that I really try to tell people is that you have to have a vision. You have to know where you want to go in life, and you have to be ultra focused on that goal. So today we're going to talk a little bit about why vision is important. I'm going to read a couple of passages from one of my all-time favorite books. In fact, I've included in the modules too some suggested reading. I'm a big believer in when you're taking this entrepreneurial journey, whatever you may be, that you can constantly be learning something new. And whatever that is, through books, through audiobooks, through podcasts, through just being on groups and Facebook and learning from others, it will just do so much for you if you continue learning. So here's a great book. If you haven't yet read it, it's from Norman Vincent Peale. It's quite an old book, but it's still very, very timely. And it's The Power of Positive Thinking, which is what we're getting into anyway when we're creating our vision and we're manifesting our vision out there into the universe and saying, this is what I want for my life. And I'm going to share an example of why this is so poignant, why this is something that we absolutely need to do. Because if we don't have a vision, we really, really just have a dream, right? That's all we have. So I'm going to read a couple passages to you to just get you going for the day and talk about why this is important. It says, if in the depth of your mind you visualize the best and employ the powers of faith and energy, you will get the best. Naturally, in this process of achieving the best, it is important to know where you want to go in life. You can reach your goal. Your best dreams can come true. You can get where you want to go only if you know what your goal is. Your expectation must have a clearly defined objective. Lots of people get nowhere simply because they do not know where they want to go. They have no clear-cut, precisely defined purpose. You cannot expect the best if you think aimlessly. Another passage reads, I believe that if you want to get somewhere, you must decide definitely where you want to be or what you want to accomplish. Be sure it is the right objective, then photograph this objective on your mind and hold it there. Work hard, believe in it, and the thought will become so powerful that it will tend to assure success. There is deep tendency to become what your mind pictures, provided you hold the mental picture strongly enough and if the objective is sound. A person who is self-reliant, positive, optimistic, and undertakes his or her work with the assurance of success magnetizes this condition. He or she draws to himself the creative powers of the universe. So I want to inspire you this morning, today, and let you know about my story, my vision, a little bit, just so you can get an idea of how powerful this exercise is. In 2015, I fell into somewhat of an entrepreneurial slump. I couldn't quite figure it out. I had great success with my businesses, but I was feeling very drained. I felt like my purpose was completely lost. I wasn't sure where I was going. I resorted to Netflix binging and bonbon, something I wrote about in my new book coming out, What Are the Odds? And I couldn't quite figure out where I was supposed to go in life. I really had lost my direction and my purpose and my goals. And it wasn't until I hired a coach that she started to pull me back up and tell me that anything that I wanted to create was already mine. I just had to have a clear vision. I had to be ultra focused on what I wanted to create in the world. And so do you. So do you, student. You have to be ultra focused. Now, I want to share a little bit more of my story because I think that it'll really get the point across. So as I was coaching with this gal, she shared with me that she wanted to know who is it that I wanted to serve. If I could be doing anything in the world, what would I want to be doing? Where did I want to go? Who did I want to be surrounded with? And for whatever reason, the universe answered back to me and said, Tisha, I think you need to be working with college students. I think you need to be working with startups. And I couldn't quite figure out what that meant, but something inside me kept pulling me and pushing me to figure it out. Why was it telling me these things? And in the next couple of months, not knowing anybody from ASU, where I went to college at Arizona State University, for whatever reason, people started to come into my corner from ASU. I started to meet people in weird circumstances, just random connections through some of my colleagues. And the one person that I met happened to be the director or overseeing Changemaker Central at ASU. And the funny thing is, he was working exactly with the students that I needed to serve. Startups. So college students and startups. College students who are getting ready to take the entrepreneurial leap or who had already done so and were building their business from scratch. Crazy, isn't it? So I started down this journey, and this gentleman's name was Adam, and he ended up booking me to speak at Startup Summit. And from there, I started mentoring pro bono because I loved being around these students. It was like the fountain of youth, and I loved being able to share with them ideas and strategies and ways to build their business, and it got them excited, and in turn, it got me excited because I am one of those people that invest fully in your business when I start working with you. Your business is my business. Your success is my success. So shortly after, I ended up meeting another gentleman, Tom, at a Microsoft event who was also mentoring at ASU, but this time he was getting paid while I was still doing it voluntarily. Within a couple of days, Tom and I had coffee, and he invited me up to the Session B launch at Arizona State University. And they were looking for female mentors as part of this paid program that they had grant funding for. And within an hour, they looked at me and said, "You're in. We like her already. Tom, you did good. Okay, she's good. She's in." And then I started mentoring students at ASU, getting paid to do what I loved. And now, having started the Startup Entrepreneur Academy that you were a part of, I get to do this all day long. So you see, I didn't know where I was going quite yet, but I knew what I wanted to be doing. I just needed to figure out the how. We're not going to get into too much of the how right at this second. I really want you to focus more so on what is the what you want in your life. I want you to manifest that out there, and then we'll start to work backwards together to figure it out. Now, before I leave you, I want you to close your eyes for just a minute, and I want to do a little bit of a guided meditation with you. I have a good friend, Joy Carter, who will be joining us in a couple modules later to do more of this exercise with you, which I highly, highly recommend. But in the meantime, you get me. So I want you to close your eyes. Are you closing your eyes? All right, good. I want you to take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to think about your favorite place. Your favorite place, whatever that may be, could be the beach, could be on a hike, could be on your favorite sofa in your house with no one around. Nobody's around. It's just you and your thoughts and what you want in this lifetime. There's no stress. There's no having to worry about finances or what your next move is. There is just you and complete silence with your thoughts and where you want to go in your life. I want you to envision you are already there. Everything that you want in your life, you have at your fingertips. Every person that you want to be surrounded by is in your corner, and they're cheering you on. And everything that you set out to do, you've already accomplished. I want you to take a few minutes to think about all of those things in your quiet space with just you and your thoughts. I'm going to give you a minute or two just to do that little exercise. And I want you to know that you have already got this. I'll give you a minute or two. All right, as you start to come back from your happy place, I want you to open up the worksheet that's included in this module on creating and manifesting your life's vision. So we have a lot of work to do. There are several questions I want you to ponder, and I want you to start writing those questions down. Remember to download the PDF first, save it to your desktop, and then start filling in the questions in this fillable PDF. If you start to type in just from the web browser, from the PDF included in this module, you will lose your work, and we'd hate to have you do that. So please make sure that you download it first, gather your thoughts, take a look at the questions beforehand, and then start discovering where you want to go in life, who you want to be surrounded to, what are your priorities. If time and money were no object, what would you be doing right now? Where do you want to go? Do you want to travel? Do you want to give back to your community? Do you want to learn new skills? All of these questions and more are included in this module. Another exercise that I want you to do, I want you to date 5 years from now. So whatever the date is, it is 5 years from now. So just as an example, today is January 18th, 2018. So 5 years from now would be January 18th, 2023. So from there, I want you to date that date, and I want you to go ahead and write a letter as if it's 5 years in the future, and you're writing a letter to yourself in present day, and you're sharing with your present day all of the things that you've accomplished, all of the things that you've sacrificed to get there, all of the things that you've learned. I want you to write this letter from your heart, from your soul, and I want you to share everything that you have done. I tell you, this is such a powerful exercise because it gets you thinking and in the right mindset that everything that you want is well within reach and that you already have it. When I set out in 2015 to start working with startups, I honestly had no idea where I was going, but I did envision that. In fact, I create a little vision mini book, and that's the special gift that you will be getting in the mail from me. No matter where you are, you will be getting that. And that is something that I want you to use, if you so choose to create your vision mini book. Mine is about 3x3, so it's a portable vision mini book that I'm able to shove in my pocket, put up on my desk. It's not this one-dimensional board that I have to keep changing out. It's something that infinitely grows with me as my journey evolves. One thing that I wrote in there last year that I didn't even remember writing, or at least clipping some of these news articles or these magazines, I talked about how I wanted to work with startups. I talked about how I wanted to talk on a TEDx stage. I talked about how I wanted to do more speaking gigs. And you know what? Every single thing that I put out there has happened. Every single thing. So this is not an exercise to take too lightly. This is an exercise that will really get you thinking about your future and where you want to go, as then we start to focus on the how in the next few modules of setting you up for success. Till then, have a great week, happy writing, and happy self-discovery.